Bitachin for Life, Shir number 266, Monday, Parshas Shmois. We are explaining the balance of how we can work through Bitachin and Hishtadlus at the same time. Even though sometimes a person can feel that his Hishtadlus is pointless, because it really is pointless, but still we do Hishtadlus because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do Hishtadlus. And we shouldn't fool ourselves and think that any Hishtadlus that we do has any outcome at all. Rather, Hishtadlus is just a fulfillment of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzin. And ultimately, we rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu to send us the Yeshua. And when a person goes with this attitude, he will be zeicha to get schar for every single Hishtadlus that he has done. And one of our listeners pointed out a beautiful thought, which he wanted to elaborate on. That perhaps that's one of the reasons why we have to do Hishtadlus. We discussed in the past various reasons why HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do Hishtadlus. And the reason is not because the Hishtadlus does anything. Rather, there are side reasons why we have to do Hishtadlus. So one of our listeners suggested that maybe the reason why we do Hishtadlus is for ourselves. To make us feel as if we have accomplished something. Because if a person would get everything for free without doing anything, he would lose that feeling of independence, that feeling of being able to do things himself, that feeling of accomplishment. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do Hishtadlus, perhaps. That on one hand we should feel accomplished, and on the other hand we should realize that it's not really an accomplishment, it's really HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And perhaps if we explain like this, we can explain why the more bitachon you have, the less hishtadlus you have to do. Like we mentioned many times. Because if a person has more bitachon, and he has no problem walking around feeling dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then he does not have the requirement of hishtadlus. Because the purpose of hishtadlus, perhaps one of the purposes is, in order to make us feel accomplished, to make us feel like we've done something. But if we feel reliant on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we don't need that feeling of independence, so to speak, which is really the higher levels of Bitachon that we'll Emirtz Hashem explain, that a person feels like a child in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's house, and he really has to do nothing, because he really does not have to do anything. If a person has Bitachon on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give him everything that he needs, everything that he wants. Like we will Emirtz Hashem explain in further levels of Bitachon. But because the purpose of Hishtadlus is to give us that feeling of satisfaction, so therefore if a person is able to feel satisfaction with Bitachon itself, just like a child feels satisfaction when he gets taken care of by his parents, and he doesn't necessarily need to feel as if he does it himself, but a child that gets older that wants to feel like he does it himself, the parent will allow the child to do certain things himself. So to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we are fulfilling the will of Hashem when we do Hishtadlus, because part of the reason of Hishtadlus is for us, that we should be able to feel satisfaction. We should be able to feel accomplished. But the more we work on Bitachon, the more we realize that that feeling of satisfaction is not necessary. We can feel satisfaction with HaKadosh Baruch Hu taking care of us, and that's fine. The more we feel that, the less Hishtadlus we will have to do, like we will explain. But for right now, whatever the situation is, a person is required to do basic Hishtadlus. Hishtadlus that can make us feel accomplished, Hishtadlus that can make us understand that even though it looks like we are doing it, we really are not doing anything, it all comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu.